We're going to cross over live now to a press conference being held by Iran's parliamentary speaker as well as his Syrian counterpart. Let's listen in.
Over the past years, against the Zionist regime resisted, and today, from leading countries in the field of fighting Zionism. Of course, over the past recent 4 years, powerful countries tried to create terrorist currents in Syria in order to create problems for the Syrian people. Of course, through the resistance shown by the Syrian people, up to a great extent, the objectives of this adventurous current was foiled because of the resistance of the people of Syria. Recently, with the help of these very same powerful countries and some countries which have been deceived in the region, more assistance was offered to terrorists inside Syria and Iraq. We are sure that the Syrian nation will emerge victorious in this battle. And we will never, ever, actually, never forget the support that the Syrian government and nation offered to Iran during the 8-year Iraqi imposed war on Iran. And fighting terrorism, whether in Syria or in Iraq, we consider this fight a battle which can always be useful for the future of humanity. The problem of terrorism today is not related to a single country only. It is a problem which grips all humanity. We had good negotiations with Dr. Al-Lahab today. Actually, both sides exchanged the information that they had and ways of further cooperation were also discussed. And we hope that the Syrian government, in this fight against the wild and adventurous currents, the Syrian government will be successful in this fight. And Iran has always, in the fight against terrorism, has always been a contributor, has always contributed to the regional countries. I wish the Syrian government and nation success and luck.
من توجيه الشكر للجمهورية
First of all, I would like to express my gratitude to the brotherly and friendly nation Iran.
الشيخ الدكتور حسن روحاني رئيس الجمهورية الإسلامية الإيرانية ومعالي الأخ العزيز الدكتور علي لاريجاني رئيس مجلس الشورى الإسلامية الإيرانية.
I'd like to express my thanks to the leader and the government and nation of Iran, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, and also Dr. Hassan Rouhani, the Iranian president, and also my dear brother, Dr. Larijani.
الشعب السوري على مواجهة الإرهاب الذي تتعرض له سوريا منذ أكثر من 4 سنوات.
My thanks to the Iranian nation and leader is because of their assistance to the nation of Syria in fighting terrorism, given the fact that Syria has been targeted by terrorist activities for more than 4 years. I'm here in Tehran today for more consultations and more coordination regarding bilateral relations.
وما تتعرض له منطقتنا وخاصة سوريا والعراق من إرهاب تكفيري متطرف بدعم من دول استعمارية ودول عربية معروفة ودول جارة معروفة أيضا.
And our region, especially Iraq and Syria, are being targeted by extremist Takfiri terrorists with the support of colonialist powers, and certain Arab countries which are our neighbors also.
للجمهورية الإسلامية الإيرانية والأصدقاء في موسكو ودول البريكس مع سوريا الأثر الطيب في مساعدة الشعب السوري في مكافحة الإرهاب.
The noble positions adopted by Iran and our friends in Syria and the BRICS countries has had a good influence on supporting the Syrian nation in fighting terrorism.
نقوم بإجراء تقييم متواصل للأوضاع في المنطقة وما تتعرض له سوريا من هذه الحرب الإرهابية الظالمة.
We always, concerning the developments in the region and also the cruel war which is targeting Syria, we have always been evaluating the situation.
من الجمهورية الإسلامية الإيرانية للشعب السوري وكذلك دول البريكس كان له الأثر الطيب كما قلت في مساعدة الشعب السوري لا سيما وأنه تفرض عليه عقوبات اقتصادية مخزية من قبل دول عربية معروفة ودول غربية أيضا.
The support offered by Iran for the Syrian nation and also the support of the BRICS countries has had good influence on supporting the Syrian nation, given the economic sanctions, the shameful economic sanctions imposed by certain Arab countries and the Western countries on Syria.
وهذه العقوبات طالت الشعب السوري في قوته وغذائه.
These sanctions and penalties against the Syrian nation have in fact jeopardized the livelihoods of the Syrian people. Relations between Iran and Syria in the past and now and in the future will always be considered as a stabilizing force in the region. And these relations as a defense wall against the ripples, the ripple, these killing ripples. Unfortunately, there is no true will to fight terrorism. But there just a media situation has been created in this regard. Despite resolutions 2270, 2279, and 2299, and the consensus reached in adopting those resolutions, financial assistance and support for terrorism continues. And terrorism is expanding in the region. So that's why I'm saying that there is no true, real will and true will in fighting terrorism. Because war on terror requires that occurs a true will at the regional and international level. But unfortunately, at the moment, there is no such will. We, with all force, we will fight terrorism with full force in Syria. And in this war, we rely on the Syrian nation and army, and also the prudent leadership of that country, and also our friends led by the Islamic Republic of Iran.